The Holy Gospel appointed for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with verse 33. Jesus said, hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he was speaking about them, and although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again by saying that we must seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Not only that, but that we must also as Christians be a people producing fruits to the kingdom of God. In response to the love, the forgiveness Jesus has earned for us on the cross as he suffered and died in our place. The words of Jesus himself, the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, Matthew chapter 21, special attention to the following verses. Finally, he sent his son to them saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a personal Savior, the Lord of a Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do you ever feel like you have to be in control, always be right, and have all the answers? Think about it for just a moment. Do you ever feel the need to be in control, always be right, and have all the answers? If your answer to that question is yes, you have lots of company. We all do it, don't we? Let's be honest. Let's confess to each other and to our Lord. This is especially true when we consider Jesus' parable today of the tenants in the vineyard. Jesus had finally arrived in Jerusalem. He had cleansed the temple by throwing out the money changers and the merchants. He had healed the sick, making the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear again, the mute to speak. But the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, the elders, the chief priests weren't very happy about that. As Jesus came into the temple courts and began to teach the people of God. As a matter of fact, they confronted Jesus. And why? Why did they confront Jesus? Because they wanted to be in control, you see? They always had to be right in the presence of the people. And Jesus was coming and taking that away from them, their authority, their power. And they had to have all the answers to all of the questions the people had for them. They did not only question Jesus' authority, but accused him of breaking the Sabbath, claiming to be the Son of God, which, by the way, was blasphemy. And finally, by claiming to be the promised Messiah. So what does Jesus do? He fights back. And tells them a parable, an interesting parable this morning. He speaks about the religious leaders in this parable, especially the chief priests and the Pharisees, for their refusal to accept him and his authority about God's kingdom and his righteousness. Jesus began to tell them that there was a master of the house who planted a vineyard. And then we're told that he put a wall around this vineyard. He dug a wine press and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard out to some tenants and went away on a journey to another country far away. When the harvest time came, he sent his servants to collect the fruit. But when they got there, the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. The master of the house was stunned, perplexed. So what does he do? He sends more servants to collect the fruit. And they did the same thing to them. Finally, to make matters even worse, he thought, well, I will send my son. They certainly will respect my son. But guess what? When they saw his own son, they got greedy, you see, and said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him and have his inheritance. And that's precisely what happened. They took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. It was truly an outright rebellion in the vineyard against the master of the house. And as Jesus was about to complete saying this parable, he asked those religious leaders listening to him, when therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what shall he do with those tenants? And they didn't hesitate. They had the answer, you see. They knew everything. So what did they say to Jesus? Well, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and rent out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits of their seasons.
And what does Jesus say to them? Yes, you're right. Yes, that's what's going to happen to them. No. That's not what Jesus says. Instead, Jesus quotes from the Old Testament book of Psalms, chapter 118, verses 22 and 23. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Yes, it's amazing. It's marvelous that God the Father would do the same thing that this master of the house did by sending his only son to collect the fruit and get killed. And even though the religious leaders said that the tenant should be killed, a miserable death, and rent out the vineyard to others, Jesus said, no. Instead of a miserable death, God the Father still had love and mercy and compassion for these religious leaders and also wanted them to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. Remember John 3:16? God so loved the world, and that included the religious leaders who opposed and questioned Jesus all the time. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Those same religious leaders who later on killed Jesus on the cross, and the crowds who shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him, away with this man." Yes, God the Father demonstrates a new kind of authority and power, an authority and power that gives life instead of death by killing. Jesus told the religious leaders, "Have you never read in the scriptures the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone?" In other words, Jesus was rebuking the religious leaders for their behavior, their authority and power on violence and revenge and demands as it was carried out by the tenants in their rebellion against the master of the house. And it is certainly not about being in control, always being right, and having all the right answers either. It's about love and faith and hope and peace. And unless the religious leaders were willing to accept Jesus as the Messiah, which he was, they would be lost forever. That's why Jesus says in our text, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." And when they heard this from Jesus' lips, they perceived, they knew at that point that Jesus was speaking about them, and they wanted to arrest him because of that. How dare he question our authority in front of the people of God? But they couldn't do it, even though they wanted to do it, because they feared the crowds who considered Jesus to be a prophet sent by God. Yes, in this parable, the tenants are the religious leaders who killed the servants who were the prophets. And the son in the parable is Jesus himself, who was later condemned to death by these same religious leaders. That's what the parable is all about. Yes, the religious leaders knew at that point that Jesus was talking about them. It's never about rebellion, revolution, revenge, or power, or violence. It's always about faith and love and peace and hope. And if you and I believe that it is by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior that we are saved to the kingdom of heaven, we will be a people producing fruit. The fruits of the Spirit, as St. Paul talks about in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Remember them? Joy, love, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, and self-control. Yes, the Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes today. And that's precisely what we are encouraged to do today as we gather around the Word and the sacrament. You know, Jesus reaches down to us and He touches us with His true body and His true blood. And He offers us His forgiveness. His love, His forgiveness, even though we don't deserve it, He still loves us anyway. And He always takes us back when we sin and break God's laws and commandments. Yes, at the end of the day, it's all about God the Father reaching down and touching us through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's God's sacrificial love through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus Himself, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And what else? And to give His life as a ransom for many. And that includes all of us here this morning. The words of St. Paul. Jesus became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. The punishment of a common criminal on the cross. O Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy on us this morning. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we believe in God's promise that His kingdom and His righteousness is also ours through faith in Jesus as our Savior. Not only that, but as you and I respond to the love of Jesus, what He has accomplished on that cross by producing good fruit to the glory, honor, praise of Jesus. That's precisely what we sang in the hymn of praise. Remember? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. God bless you. In your faith, your trust, your walk with Jesus. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.